Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to the 1,601st episode. Let me say that again. 1,601st episode. All Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, better known as Misunderstood Adrian. And as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to D Block Church, the place for the whosoever wills. And I mean anybody that is listening, that cares to hear, that can hear, that wants to hear, that thinks they need to hear, anybody, everybody, everyone is welcome. I invite you to join Purpose Kingdom Network every night from 8 to 9 o'clock, 2 weeks, straight programming, all different ministries, all different types of ways that God is coming into each and every one of our lives and that we bring something to you. But tonight is D Block Church, y'all. What up, what up, what up? If you would like to call me and join me live on the air tonight, the number to call in is 319-527-6091. The way that it works is you have the ability to press 1 that says that you want to speak. It cues the board. The board will then let me know, and then I'll bring you in. You'll hear a beep, and then it will be your turn to speak. If this is your first time here with us at Purpose Kingdom Network, man, can I just tell you, it's going down in the PK. It's going down in the PK, and it's been going down in the PK for years now. We got 600 episodes already in the tuck. So when you get a chance, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom, and you can have your little heart's desire. Sometimes you can put the name of the show in, and then you'll get those shows. But if not, just go through, take your pick, and trust me when I tell you that when God is in a building and he's in a blessing business, things happen. Things happen for people that you would not believe that they would happen, and I believe that they would happen through Purpose Kingdom Network. So, again, if you'd like to join me live, the number to call in is 319-527-6091. Tonight, the topic on D Block is we talk about the 3 F's of 2022. Now, I don't know if you know, but the 3 F's have literally been in existence for a very, very long time. I mean, like, I think the first time that I ever heard anything about the 3 F's, it was in business. We were in class, and they were teaching us, like, it was like management, like, 101. And you learn how to talk to your employees. You know, if they are disgruntled or they're not understanding something, there was always this way that you would handle your employee where you would get them one of those, well, I feel where you are coming from and I understand how you are feeling. And at one time, I felt like that myself. And the way that I handled it was that I found that this situation worked out better if I went this way. You understand what I'm saying? Or somewhere in that manner. They would always have a way of letting you know how they feel, how they felt, and what they found. So those were the 3 F's. That's how I learned them. They have always been the 3 F's for me. And like I said, it's very, very good in a situation when you're talking to someone and you're listening to someone and they're going through whatever it is that they're going through. There's always this place where you would like to relate. If you are a person that understands what it's like to go through something, or you've been through something, or you've been trying to explain your something to someone and they never understood what it meant, like they never felt you, they never really were there with you, they didn't have a feel in it. So therefore, it was like you felt like it might have been you against the world. I know that I'm not the only person that has ever been in a situation where I felt like I was the only person in that situation. Until someone actually had a conversation with me themselves, and they let me know that they feel where I was coming from. It's almost like empathy. You know, another word for it would be empathy. But we live in a world today where it's hard for people to be empathetic. That's your thing. That's what you're going through. And because you're going through it, you're the one that got to deal with it. And if you're dealing with it, you need to deal with it the way you need to deal with it. Leave it over there. Don't bring it over here because, listen, I don't really want to be dealing with what you're dealing with because whatever it is that you're dealing with, I'm not really trying to have it. Or I got so much over here that I'm dealing with. How is it that you can bring what you're dealing with? Because guess what? I ain't got time for whatever you're dealing with. But understand me when I tell you that the reason that Phil Felt Found started really was in management. And it was really just to get you out of the funk that you were in, to let you understand that someone else felt that funk with you, but they found that it was easier to handle it in this positive manner versus this negative manner, or they found that not speaking on the manner, or, you know, they found that talking to someone about what they were going through, there's always a way. So understand that as I'm feeling, as I felt, found, I'm walking you through what it is that I need you to get. Now, in business, that says that we're moving towards better. I'm trying to help you make money. I'm trying to help you stay employed, whatever the case may be. It's so that we can function in a better, so that we can keep moving. We got to always be moving. Remember how they say that you should always be moving, because you do know if you're standing still, that means you're stagnant. I don't know if you knew it or not, but mosquitoes, you know, nobody likes to be bit by a mosquito. Well, mosquitoes like stagnant water. You know what I mean? Like water that has no ripple, water that has no movement, water that just has nothing. It's stale. It's stagnant. It sits there. And so if you sit there like that, can you imagine how that water must still and everything? For a mosquito to want to be there, it just tells me that I don't want to be I don't want to be still for nothing. I don't want to be stagnant for even a little bit, because at the end of the day, that is not where I'm trying to go. So tonight for D-Block, because we're talking about the 3Fs in 2022, I want you to understand that I'm bringing this to you because, you know, I love y'all. And I believe that whatever is going to happen in our new world, like whatever is going to happen in the way that we are going to look at things different, whatever God is putting on our lives, I believe that it's going to have a lot to do with D-Block. So I think that it's good for the whosoever wills to get these tough conversations going and started, because trust me, it's going to take a goon to actually want to say what you want to say, because nobody's fighting for right anymore. Who cares? Like, they'd rather you be quiet and let everything go to hell in a handbasket just so that you don't have to say something and stir up the problem. No. Yo, this is why we're here tonight. This is why we do this thing every other Thursday, because we let everybody have their thing. We let everybody do their thing. We let God show up in all different types of ways. But tonight we came to talk about the 3 F's. In 2022. Did you know that they have now taken the 3 F's from Phil Felt Found and they have put a meaning to them? And it's funny because the meaning came from the Urban Dictionary. Now, if you're out there and you know about the Orient, you know about how the Urban Dictionary was originated or whatever, please give us a call at 319-527-6091, because I got a few questions to ask about this Urban Dictionary, because when you look in the Urban Dictionary, there are definitions in this Urban Dictionary that have changed hands so much to the point where from one generation to the next generation, if we are saying something, we are not saying what it is that we think that we are saying because of this Urban Dictionary. So when I looked at the three F's in the Urban Dictionary, I realized that this was bigger than I thought, because not only do we not have the business mindset of feel, felt, found, like I feel where you're coming from, I felt that way before, and I found that doing it this way would make this better or that better. Oh, no, we've taken it all the way to a farther extreme, because the three F's in the Urban, or according to the Urban Dictionary, is feeding. The word is, it rhymes with ducking, but it starts with an F. And then the last one is finances. So now, basically what they're saying is, if you aren't sleeping with me, if you aren't feeding me, and you aren't putting money in my pocket, I don't need to know you. You don't need to know me. And the last thing you need to do is try to speak to me, speak into my life, or, you know, like give me some encouragement or anything. Because they have taken it to the point where if you aren't doing one of these three things, the question really is, why are you in my existence? Like, why are you in my face? And to me, it just gave me a bad taste in my mouth, because I'm thinking, yeah, okay, I get it, but I don't. The reason why I don't, because it's more so, why is it that the Urban Dictionary has changed our three F's? Instead of it being a business thing, we got to be into the fact that if you're not feeding me, ducking me with an F, or financing me, it ain't nothing that I can do for you. Why are you even talking to me? That, to me, is resting on a negative energy, if I can say it like that. And the reason why I'm thinking that it's a negative energy is because I understand, okay, fine, whatever. You take me out, you feed me, you wine me, you dine me. And because of the fact that you are feeding me, like, now we're having these conversations. We might even be having these conversations over the dinner table, you know, like where you're trying to speak life into me, you're bettering me or whatever. But my thing is, how much are you bettering me if we eat it? What if we're not eating the right stuff? You know what I mean? Like, there's so much that goes on with this feeding and this ducking that starts with an S. And finances. All right, here we go. Now, I ain't got to test this ducking with an F now, do I? Because this is exactly what it is. If you don't spend the night with me, if you don't wake up with me in the morning, why are you having this much conversation with me? There's a lot of people that have resonated with this, so therefore it's like you just regular old Joe Schmo on the street. Why would you speak life into me? Why are you trying to say something to me, lady, and I don't even know you? Like, you know, and so, like I said, I believe that it just seems as if we are focusing on the negative. And I'm not sure if all of the words that are in the Urban Dictionary are on a negative connotation, but I definitely know that when it comes down to these three F's are saying something, and it's saying something to the point where if you're not doing one of these three things, why are you even in my existence? I shouldn't even know you. Like, I don't need you. I don't want you. And I just believe that that is the wrong impression. It's the wrong idea. It's the wrong attitude. Yes, okay, fine. You might not be financing me, but you might be able to say something to me that will change my life forever. You know, no, you're not feeding me right now, but I'm going to eat anyway. So what you're saying to me can still be nourishment from somewhere, from somehow, you know. And we got to want to think this as opposed to letting the Urban Dictionary just tell us that we are always going to be in the negative. We're not going to be You know, we're not going to be bettering ourselves. We're not even trying to do anything together. It's more so like, if you're not doing these three things, get away from me. Why are you in my world? The reason why I'm bringing it to our attention is because, for real, the three F's in 2022, they need to be switched. And tonight on this 1,601st episode on Purpose Kingdom Network, I would like to introduce to you the three F's of 2022. They are fact, feeling, forward. Fact, feeling, forward. If you're a person that likes to take notes, this is something that you might want to take a note for, so that you can write it on your deck or stick it on your mirror or however it is that you need to remember that these are the three F's that you need to resonate with today more than anything that goes on in your world. And what I mean by that is, when you look at the situations that are going on in your daily life, when you see the senseless violence that we are subjected to in our daily lives on a daily basis, when you see how our children are having to fend for themselves and fight in the street for their lives, when you realize these are the facts, when you see that people really are caring less and less and less and less just about life in general and how it's lived, these are all facts. If you can look at the family and see that the family has been ripped and torn apart, where moms and dads are fighting and doing all other kinds of things, and they're not really paying that close attention to the children. You know, these are facts. We look at these things every day. These are facts. You're looking at that ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend, and you're seeing all of the things that they've done. They might have cheated. They might have, you know, they might have stolen from you. They might have done whatever it is that you could, the horriblest thing, the worst thing in the world. The facts are the facts. They will always be the facts. I mean, you could take it all the way back to the slavery, okay? I mean, facts. We sit and we talk about things that happen, and we know that they happen. So because they happen, we know that they're considered to be facts. But tonight, with the three F's, in 2022, we tonight are going to take the facts and learn how to process our feelings. Because without processing the feelings of these facts, you do understand that most people that are mad about something, the reason why they are mad is because they know the facts. They know the truth. And when you know the truth, you know how it is, you know what it feels like, you know what it should have been, you know what should have been done, you know what was done, you know what was done wrong, you know how this went, you know the lie that was told, you know the story that was, you know what I mean? You know it all. These are the facts. As long as we focus in on these facts, we are going to be stuck in our feelings. Now, there are so many people out there right now that want to deny the fact that they are stuck in feelings because they're still caught up in the facts. Understand, the facts will always be the facts, and I can't change the facts. That's the thing about it. One thing for sure, two things for certain, you can have an opinion about an opinion, and everybody has one. But the facts are the facts. Now, remember, though, if the story was me between me and you, there's my facts, there's your facts, and then I guess there's other people's facts because they was watching whatever happened. It's almost like truth, you know, because most people say that fact is truth. But I don't know if it's really, it'd be your truth. Facts are your truth. But a fact is a fact. If you've seen it happen and you witnessed it with your own eyes, not too many people can tell you that that didn't happen. Not too many people tell you that that is not the way that you should feel, because that is the fact. And because that happened, you should feel this way. Well, tonight, for your three F's, I'm telling you about the fact. And as long as there are facts, we will be caught in our feelings. But tonight I want to offer you the forward. So that would be fact, feeling, forward. Why do we need forward? Because nothing that you do and quit will ever make it. Did I say that right? Like nothing that you do, if you quit at it, it won't come to the fullest. Like it might, you might get a little bit of a, you know, good time because you accomplished something, but then you quit, you stop. And because you didn't keep going, you didn't see all that could possibly be. So what I really want to focus in on is the forward. So why do we move forward? How do we move forward? What's the point of moving forward? You do understand that anybody that has like a football record, you know, like the great Deion Sanders, Emmitt Smith, like anybody that is known for running. Who is it today? Like one of the Ezekiel Elliott, you know, like these people, they have thousands and thousands of yards within a season. And you look at them and you say, wow, within 1,000 yards that they ran, they've gotten them in like what, 5 to 10 yards maybe, minimum, like maybe 10 yards. Most of the time it's probably less than 10 yards. So you got to think, in a game, not only do they run 1,000 yards, but it's not like they run them all together. They run them in five yard, like that's crazy. It's crazy to me. 5 yards increments, like boom, boom, boom. There's a problem with that though, because every time they run the five, they get knocked down. But then they end up lining back up. And then they take the rock again, and then they do it all over again. They fall down so many times, but the difference is they always continuously get back up. They're always looking for forward. Now, it's a bad game when you're watching the game and they have negative yards, like negative rushing yards. That is definitely when you know that they are about to change the game plan because there is no forward. The game is moving them backwards. They're moving in a backwards way. And sometimes that's what happens when we get caught in our feelings. Because of the fact that we're caught in the fact, we can never override the feeling of how it makes us feel. I am reminded of, like, I have an ex. I have a friend that we used to do a lot of things together. And as we did these things together, we were growing together. So as we were growing together and doing things together, you would think that things were supposed to just keep growing and get better. It didn't happen that way. There was actually like a complete halt in it, and things just went completely awry. People just, you know, I guess representatives left, you know, the representative was done. The representatives are people that you meet when you first meet people. You know, they always bring, they show you the representative first. That's how they show up, like, so that they can make sure that everything is good with what needs to be done and everything that, you know, like if it's a man that is opening doors and stuff, he ain't opening his doors forever, but understand that his representative knows to open up the door and, you know, close the car door and pull your chair out and things of that nature, you know, because once y'all get extremely comfortable, the representative is nowhere to be found. You can't even find a representative if you need it. Understand that. So when you're dealing with the representative, so my representative was, I guess, fired or whatever. I don't know, quit or whatever, however it went, but it was the real person sitting in front of you. And so as you watch the real person, you kind of get mad, and then you're looking at different things, and you're thinking, well, you said this, but this is the fact of this, and that's not happening. So then you said this, and now that's the fact is that this is what it is. And you're looking at these facts, and I'm telling you, as long as you're getting looking at these facts, you can get looking at facts, and facts will mess you up because the fact is the fact, and you can't change facts. facts is just exactly how it is. If you don't like it, you didn't like it, and you're feeling some type of way because it happened. That's the fact. And because you're like in the facts, then you're stuck in your feelings. Now, let me explain how I look at my ex right now today, and I look at my ex, and I can be all in my feelings because the fact of the matter is that they did me the way that they did. But one day I realized that as long as I'm looking at the facts, I'm stuck in these feelings of I don't like this guy. I'm stuck in these feelings of, oh, he got me all the way messed up. Oh, I'm stuck in, you know, I'm stuck in the fact that I can't get past the fact that you did what you did. You did me dirty. Or you thought that you really tried that because you really thought that I was going to go for that. Or whatever the case may be, trust me when I tell you, we can get caught up on facts and not want to ever move forward. Why? Because it feels good to sit where you are, because if you know the fact, you got every right to feel the way that you do. But what I'm trying to say to you tonight is that no matter what the facts are, there is a moment in our lives where we need to learn how to process our feelings. That way we will be able to move forward. The three F's in 2022 are fact, feeling, forward. Say to you that it's very important to know the facts. Sometimes it's life or death just to know what it is that goes on, what it is that you know is going to happen. You need to know the facts. But it's always in the process of these feelings. And why do we process feelings? Talk to me. There are people today that are sitting in prison cells because someone, I don't know, and it's bad because someone stepped on someone's shoe and got upset because somebody stepped on their shoe and either went and fought someone, went and shot someone. I mean, and sometimes it's so innocent. That's why the way that we feel about certain things, especially as a kid, when you see a kid that's trying to process how they're feeling and they are processing it with so much aggression and anger, you really want to help that child get through it in another way so that they can understand that the way that they process these feelings are so that we can be able to move forward. What do I mean by that? There's three different ways that you can handle the situation. One of them, you can walk away. The second one, you can try to handle it, man, you know, have a real conversation about it. Fourth, you go get a mediator and you get someone else to work between the two of you to figure out what it is that needs to be done. What I'm saying to you is that there is nothing in this world that will not, does not, need not take process. Everything we feel, everything that we go through, if you need to process it, if you need to speak on it, you need to find the opportunity and the safe spaces in order to speak on it. Why? Because the facts will always be the facts. But those feelings get so bogged down to the point where the question is, how do we move forward? Facts, feeling, forward. This is the new 3F in 2022. No, we're not dealing with the Urban Dictionary talking about feeding, ducking with an F, and finance. Are you kidding me? So that says that if you're not doing these three, I don't need to know you, don't want to know you, don't, excuse me, yes, but no. Bring it back because guess what? You might know those facts, But if you don't process these feelings, if you can't figure out a way to get these feelings to the point where they are working for our good, feelings to the point where you have now known that this is not always going to be the best day, but somehow or another you're going to make it through the day. Why? Because you're focused on your forward. Fact, feeling, forward. Think about where you would be right now if you were looking at the facts, you know the facts, you've seen how it went down, you remember it like vividly because this is how it went. You've seen it, you remember it, and this is just what it is. But now you got some feeling. Woo, boy. Let me tell you how it feels when you know that somebody did you wrong. Am I by myself when I can say that you know when somebody has done you wrong? And I mean to the point where when they've done you wrong, it makes you feel some type of way. Like everything you see about them makes you feel some type of way. If you even hear their name, it might make you feel some type of way. Like I remember at one time I had an ex-boyfriend that his new girlfriend, I hated her name. Like, I just didn't like her situation. The whole thing was crazy. So anybody and everybody that had that name, I kind of looked at them funny. Do you understand what I'm saying about the facts of the facts? Because he was cheating on me. He wasn't loyal to me. But who was he loyal to? He was loyal to this girl. And I'm telling you, my feelings had me in my feelings to the point where, hey, bro, I don't care what you say. I don't care what it looks like. If the person got this name, they are like 16 slides to my left. I don't need to know you. Don't want to know you. I don't want to know nothing about you. That was all feelings. It was all feelings because I knew the facts. I knew that those facts were benefiting me in everything because I was the victim. I was wrong in that situation because at the end of the day, I had every right to be able to process those feelings in a better way so that there was no hatred involved in it. Because you do understand that when you're feeling some type of way, like when you're feeling some type of way or you're not feeling at all, you're not doing the right thing. You're not moving. You're not going in the positive direction. If anything, you're going backwards. You do understand that, right? So, like, a lot of times when we get into this whole black and white thing, everybody wants to do a black and white thing. I keep trying to tell y'all, stop doing a black and white thing because at the end of the day, the black and white thing is just wrong. Why? Because we know what the facts are. We know how it went, and we don't like how it went. So because we don't like how it went, it's like we just feel some type of way. So every once in a while, if they say something or if they do something that reminds us of back in that day, we go straight back to the fact that that was the emotion that we were. Yeah, it's all facts. All facts. I can't tell you that the facts will change, even though, you know, this is the world where we live in today where they are changing. Say too much stuff about it. Say too much stuff about whatever it is. And if you with it, you know, we live in the cancel culture. So because in the cancel culture, yeah, they might want to change you. Like how they took Uncle Ben off the right. You know what I mean? Aunt Jemima. She got a perm now. She's Pearl Milling Company, that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? So they have changed some stuff. Yeah, some things have changed. And because of the fact that they're trying to change it, it's trying to alleviate feelings. But understand one thing. Just being played with is not going to help your feelings. Actually, it might even make you feel worse. Because I'm sorry. Aunt Jemima was the mammy, and she was taking care of everybody, and that's always been how it was. So if that was how the black women looked and they took care of the household and they took care of their household, they took care of the white people's households, they took care of all of everything, but we now going to take her off of the box because George Floyd died. Let's keep it all the way real. They took Uncle Ben off of the rice, but Uncle Ben was like the butler. So what do you mean? Why would you take Uncle Ben's job away? Uncle Ben was always Uncle Ben, and he should always remain to be Uncle Ben. we shouldn't have to worry about Uncle Ben having like a high top feed or something. But that's the culture that we live in. So because of the fact that we want to look at the facts, it'll allow us to get caught up in these feelings. And as long as, like I said, we're caught up in feelings, unfortunately, there's not too much that gets to, you know, resonate with that. But we have to be able to move forward. Now, just think about it. Now, if Jesus was walking the earth and he was actually caught in his feelings, one, he wouldn't have went to the cross. We already know that. But think about all of the facts that he was in, that he encountered. Think about all the things that happened in his walk, that whether it was a miracle, whether he was saving someone, you know, whether, well, actually, believe it or not, he didn't really save too many people. I don't want to say he didn't save too many people, but the people that were saved, they came by way of their parents. And it was mainly because they were into the facts, they knew the facts, but there was a place inside of them where they had went past the feelings and they knew that they needed to go higher. They knew that they needed to finish the task. Like they knew that they needed to, you know, find Jesus and say, Jesus, I need you to now come back to my house to heal my son. You know what I mean? Or like Jairus' daughter. Like there was a situation with Jairus' daughter that made everything great, because remember, it was on the way to Jairus' daughter that the woman with the issue of blood was healed. You understand? But there was a fact that was going on for a long time over there that this is just what it was. But the facts were the facts, and she was always in the feeling, but something was making her move forward. So the fact that she knew that if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be better, then that says that within those feelings, she understood that this is bigger than me. I can look at these facts, I can see these facts, but as long as I'm seeing these facts, I'm never moving forward. I'm never going to really go to the village where I know that he's going to be passing through, because what would be the point? Because as long as I'm focused on my facts say that I haven't bled in. I mean, all I've been doing is bleeding, which means I can't carry a child, which means I can't do anything else, which means really I'm just unclean. Not to mention that if you could imagine having like a year-long, a lifelong period, you know, most people would be miserable, especially if you have cramps and things like that. But just think, it didn't say any of the other things that she was dealing with. It just said that she had an issue with blood. But those are facts. And as long as you're caught in the facts, as long as you're looking at the facts, as long as you're focused in on the facts, we have a tendency of getting caught in these feelings. And if the feeling is not a place where you can process it to the point where you can see the forward, you get stuck right there in your feeling. So what am I doing tonight? Tonight I am offering the opportunity. I want to show you that there is a way that you can take the 3 F's for 2022 and make your life new. And do it the way you want to do it. How? Fact, feeling, forward. Someone out there says to me, well, how do I do this? How do I know that what I'm doing is the way that I'm supposed to be doing it? No one knows that but you. All we know is that the facts will always be the facts. How you feel is how you feel. There's nothing wrong with feeling that way. The difference is sometimes things need to be processed so that you understand why you feel that way. Or what can you do because of the fact that you feel this way? There's all different types of ways to handle your feelings. The difference is, key word is handle. Don't allow feelings to just go unwarranted or unchecked. Why? Because you're sad or you don't like this one particular situation. Because understand, as long as you're sitting there, as long as you're stuck with it, there's nothing that's going to move. You are not moving forward. You are not moving forward. And that is because you're stuck in the feelings regarding those facts. So for 2022,
I wanted to tell you to get rid of the Urban Dictionary. Let's throw the thing out. I'm not sure who made it, who started it, but for real, if we were to pick that thing apart, we realize that most of the things that are in that dictionary are wrong. We don't want our children to understand them. We don't want anybody to have to really, really resonate with the Urban Dictionary and let that be what it is that you know. And unfortunately, what's going on is they believe that if it's in the Urban Dictionary, that is actually the right dictionary to get it from. But I'm still waiting on someone to tell me when it came about, how it came about, and who is the person who determines what goes in it and what's the definition. How do we get it, and how do we debunk it against what we've already learned? Because the problem is that generation from generation, we learn certain things. Generation to generation, we do things one way or the other. So as we are changing and seeing things, we're looking at the facts. The facts will always be the facts. But until we learn to process these feelings the right way, we are going to have a hard time moving forward. So what do I suppose? I suppose that we all get together. I suppose that we do it in one simple fix, one simple easy fix, and it's something that I believe that it can be done. How, you ask? I'm glad that you ask. Each and every individual, one of us who's listening, who will hear, you have to like it. You gotta make sure that it's a part of who you are. You gotta put it into your psyche to understand that when you look at the facts will always be the facts. Sometimes they will, sometimes will not change. They don't need to change. They can't change. You can't change facts. You can't change your past. You can't change what happened yesterday. You know what it did for you. You know what it didn't do for you. All of these things are facts. But as long as you're stuck in those facts, you will be stuck in your feelings. You focus on the facts, you're stuck in your feelings. Why are you stuck in your feelings? Because it hurt. Because they got you messed up. Because they just thought that you were sweet. Regardless of what it is, the opportunity is always there for you to make it right. The opportunity is always there for you to process the feelings to make it right so that you can move forward. I believe that the best way to move forward is to have a relationship with Christ. You got to know who, how, and why he saved us, each and every one of us. Now, some people believe that, you know, he did all of these things, but he didn't do it for them. Understand, that's a small mindset, because guess what? God did exactly well for you as he did for me. Why? Because I believe that. Why? It's a fact. Now, check it. It's a fact that if I sit in my facts forever and a day, I will be in my feelings and I will never move from the spot that I'm in. Why? Because things will always be good. So what I'm inviting you tonight is to have a relationship with Christ so that everything will always be good, regardless of the situation, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of the facts, regardless of your feelings about those facts. With the relationship with Christ, you will have the opportunity and you will have the go-how and you will have the know-how to move forward. You will always, in everything that you do, still continuously move forward. Why? Because God is going to give you that clarity to help you process those feelings to allow you to move forward. Several different occasions in the Bible when he's speaking to other people and they're going through whatever they're going through, the only real true thing that God ever tells someone to do is move. Take up. Get up. Got me? Like, pick it up. These are the things that God commanded. And because he commanded it, that's why your relationship becomes the only thing that is going to allow you to live the life where you can look at the facts, you can see your feelings, but you can move forward. If you're out there and you've never had a personal relationship with God, you've never asked God to come into your life and actually save you, you've never asked God to show you the way, you never asked him to order your steps, you never asked him to come into your life and into your existence to make you understand exactly why he made you exactly who you are. If you've never done this, tonight is the opportunity of a lifetime to repeat after me. Father God, I'm coming to you as a sinner, and I need your help. Please walk with me, talk with me, guide me, and show me the way. And thank you for the example of your son who walked, led by example, died on a cross for each and every one of our sins, and rose with all power in his hand. Now, if you said something like that, they consider that to be what is called the call of salvation. Truthfully, it's just got to be straight coming down the middle of your heart, conversation between you and God. And when you seal it, and when you ask the question, trust me when I tell you, God is always right there waiting for you. The question tonight, though, is if you focus on the in your feeling, how on earth are we to move forward? Now, I'm not sure if there are any callers out there for me tonight, but if not, I would like to bring Brother Rob on so that he can do the announcement, and then we jump in on this wrap-up.
All right, cool.
Brother Rob.
Cool. Sister Adrian, yes, yes. Oh, man, outstanding program tonight. I really enjoyed myself, and especially when it's another F I'm going to add on to when you were talking football. Man, you were really talking my language. But let's get back to business. Okay, so this is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network, and no matter where in the world you're listening to us, we appreciate your listenership and your support here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We greatly appreciate those that are online or either your phone listening to tonight's program, and we greatly appreciate your listenership, and those that share with their friends and family members, we greatly appreciate that. Anytime we do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Anytime we do a live broadcast, you can call in at the number 319-527-6091. And simply press the number 1, and we'll get you in to where you can talk to the host. We also invite you to like us on our Facebook page at Purpose Kingdom at Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And from time to time, you know, we'll make special announcements there on that particular form of our media platform. Okay, so anytime you want to hear any of our past shows, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can simply type in the host name or the show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And once again, we thank those that share with their friends and family members. Okay, and also, just to let you know, PKN has his own radio broadcast show on PKN.com. We can listen to 24 hours of musical content. And also from time to time, we do rebroadcast some of our shows, as we do on RadioCode.com. And you can just check us out anywhere where podcasts are broadcasted, and you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And as always, you know, please share with your friends and family members. And we greatly appreciate the support we get from our listeners. And anytime you want to correspond with us, you can send us an email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. You can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We greatly appreciate that. And tomorrow night, you know, with God's name, God's blessing, we hope you join us for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network at the 9 p.m. hour. And that show is going to be Iron Sharpens Iron, and that's going to be hosted by Evangelist Mary Scott. And once again, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour. And it's going to be Iron Sharpens Iron with Sister Mary Scott. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements. And I'm going to hand the show back over to Adrian. And Adrian, great show.
Well, thank you so much. So much. And y'all better make sure you're here tomorrow at 9. Iron Sharpens Iron is one of them shows that you, it's basically just like it says, iron sharpens iron. And sometimes, even though you don't need to want to be, it helps you. And once you get sharpened up, you shine bright, and you shine brighter than ever before. How does that really work? Because of the fact that iron sharpens iron, it's like we love on you as well. So make sure that if you get an opportunity to be there, you don't miss that. Facts feeling forward. There's so many different things that you can think about. But I think I got to piggy on what Brother Rob just said. In football, that is one of the, I don't want to say it's the roughest, because, I mean, if you watch soccer and rugby, like, they're all doing the same thing. Like, people play aggressively just to be aggressive. But it's something about football, because you're continuously getting knocked down. If you got knocked down and you never got back up, that is your fault. So what we need to do is make sure that when you get knocked down, you don't stay down. There's a reason why some of us fall, but we fall so that we can get back up. God is doing a marvelous work in many of his people, but sometimes in the journey, as we fall, we give up. We believe that God wouldn't do it again for us. And I don't know who that's for tonight, but I need you to know that he will do it again for you. The facts will always be the facts. Don't focus so much on the fact that you are stuck in the feeling and you can't see the forward. If you're that close to it, to show you the forward. Ask God, how can I move forward? Ask God, how do I move forward? These are the ways that you conquer having ill feeling some type of way. Because your feeling is your feeling, and you're always going to have that feeling. But if there's a place in you where you're not processing it to the point where you're seeing the forward, there's still room for you. There's still work to be done. Because I know that there's people out there that live life and they see situations and they can see the forward. They speak forward. They always speak forward. A lot of times people don't even like to be around us when we're always speaking forward. But especially in 2022, the three F's need to resonate with us. Not on a, are you feeding me, are you ducking me with an F, or financing me. That's not building me. That's not bettering me. That's not doing any of the things that I need so that it would make me go to my next, you know, so it would make me have generational wealth where I won't never need to want, and my kids and my grandkids and the great-grandkids won't need to want for. The only way that we ever going to get to that, the only way that we ever going to see that, the only way that it ever going to ever make sense is that if we get out of those feelings and focus on our forward. I'm not sure who is out here and why you needed to hear this. I just bless God that you were there. You were here. And I bless God that we were diligent in the fact that as we see the three F's, as we see three F's pop up in the Urban Dictionary. And even Will Smith talked about the three F's, because at the end of the day, in order for him to be who he was, can you believe he still had a ducking in there with an F? But his was more to the point where you got to look good. You want to look the part so people will want to buy you. They'll want to actually bring you back. You got to be funny, because, you know, Will Smith is a comedian anyway. So because of the fact that you got to be funny, you got to be ducking with the F. And you got to, what was his last F? His last F was something, and it had nothing to do with anything, but it was, you got to have fight. You got to have the will to want to do it. You got to want to what? Move forward. You got to want to go to the next. You can't be stuck there and think that this is the win and this is the best for me and this is all that God has for me, because the fact was I only got this one place, and because I got this, I know that I'm feeling good about me, and because I'm feeling good, I got a win on this thing, so that means that I won't go forward, and we can't get caught in it. So in 2022, let the three F's rest, rule, and abide in you. Fact, feeling, forward. I'll see you in 2 weeks, y'all. Fact, feeling, forward. Love you.
Jesus lived.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.